age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three, good luck.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we like to empower you. That's what we're going to do. And magical engineer Frank is ready to roll, and we got a great show, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about a little bit of oxidative stress. We got some interesting things that medicine has found out about oxidative stress. You know, a lot of things that create it, and so how we can avoid it. Also, we're going to be talking about we'll see, prescriptions and other stuff. You know how it goes, the stuff that's going to heal you and the stuff that's going to kill you. We're going to talk about it, all of it. And we have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform lifting this nation up in prayer. Of course, we're hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face. Mind and time, it grows short, because that is the way. Today's devotional puts us in Psalms 150. It says, praise you, the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him in his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. And Isaiah 42, I am the Lord. That is my name.
And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Amen. He's powerful. And if you haven't accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, please do so. Mind the time, because it's the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker. Here is some research. This is a University of Pennsylvania scientists coming up with a new vaccine. Brace yourself. It's for genital herpes simplex 2 virus. That's right. They've been working on this for 10 years, and a couple of times it didn't do too well. A lot of times it didn't do too well. So now they're at the last stage of testing just before they go to the human stage. So so the scientists have this vaccine they've been testing it on lab animals, guinea pigs and mice, and they said they've had good results, that it suppresses the virus. So it can't even hide on supposedly your nerve roots and create symptomless infections, which is when usually people transfer the virus. So they're hoping to have a vaccine out real soon. They've also tested it on rhesus monkeys. According to one of the scientists in the Penn Research, this is Dr. Harvey Friedman. He says, the big unknown is whether it's going to work in humans. Well, yeah. The guinea pigs in human form coming up. Moving along in the quack report, last but not least, Frank. Breathing polluted air, they say, is going to, you know, damage your memory. That's right. They say people that live in parts of England that have more air pollution, more nitrogen dioxide and things like that, and all these, you know, air particulates that aren't good for you, they say you lose about 10 years in your brain health. In other words, you have memory problems. You know, kind of just exacerbates or hastens the dementia aspects of aging brains, according to the research. They say now, although memory does slow or worsen as people get older, they did take that into account with their test group of 34,000 English citizens. They gave them a string of words to remember, and they did take all those variables that of people over 50 years of age, but they found out that if you were in a clean air environment, you know, in the countryside, the people could remember the string of words a lot easier and better than the people in the city, a lot of smog and pollution. So there you go. Yeah, modern civilization killing those brain cells. Like, we didn't already know that. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're going to talk about oxidative stress, and we hear a lot about the damage oxidative stress does on the human body, and of course, ergo the antioxidants in your supplement industry. But these oxygen-containing molecules that have this odd number of electrons, they allow for easy access to other molecules, and this causes a disturbance or an imbalance. And then the imbalance is what scientifically is described as an imbalance between systemic manifestations of reactive oxygen species and biological systems, which detoxify and regenerate the body and are hindered and heavily impacted. So antioxidants tend to, you know, compensate for the oxidative stress. And so oxidative stress will mess with your body's ability to detoxify itself and also regenerate cells. So that's not good, is it? No, because that means it speeds up not only the aging process, but also gives disease a foothold. So we're going to take a look at what we could be doing that is causing oxidative stress and stop doing it, and also reduce anything that would cause that stress, because oxidative stress will reduce our function, longevity, and our quality of life. So let's take a look at this. First off, let's talk about some medication. Sometimes prescription medications can induce oxidative stress, make us age faster. Science is just beginning to reveal that side effects of prescription medications cause oxidative stress. Now, some are more subtle than others, but we have a brief list of drugs that cause this oxidative stress. And it undermines your body function. So antipsychotic medications is on the list. Clozapine, a big popular antipsychotic drug. Anti-cancer drugs like your chemotherapy drugs, as well as amphetamines, opioid medications, cocaine, and also statin drugs. Oh, my goodness, statin drugs. Well, in the 2013, there was this article in the Journal of Organic Chemistry. There was this review. It was titled Oxidative Stress and Drugs of Abuse. And in it, they mention that drug interactions frequently cause what they call psychotoxicity, and this can apply to addictive type drugs as well as multiple prescription medications taken by patients. You know, you've got that drug interaction thing going. So they describe what is called, quote, synergism of hepatotoxic effects, and that, what that means is there's a synergistic effects of toxins in the liver with all these drugs. And it disrupts on a cellular level a lot of things and increases the oxidative stress component. So it is therefore apparent that prescription medicine, as well as street drugs and drugs that cause addictions, all offer oxidative stress upon the human body. Well, let's look at some more research. This is in 2014. Researchers at Missouri University Science and Technology are reporting on what they describe as oxidative stress drugs, quote, that's a quote from them, as being commonly used types of medications, but have not been revealed to cause adverse oxidative stress. So in this report, it's kind of interesting because they have this comment that was made that we have now generations of people now with drug-induced oxidative stress that's affecting the detoxification processes. And they propose that antioxidant drugs should be prescribed to help combat this effect. And they look at providing such a product by, you know, taking antioxidants from beans, legumes. So they want to make a drug out of your beans to make an antioxidant drug. Now, they also talk about the therapeutic effects of foods and herbs that offer antioxidants, but instead of promoting eating these types of plants, they want to make drugs from them. So they go on as far to say as to describe these natural plants as having, quote, radical scavenging antioxidant power. So your herbs, your medicinal herbs, and your foods and spices and things already offer that to you. So consumers know there's many antioxidant supplements on the market, but would these products remove the antioxidant threat prescription drugs produce? Well, it's like two ends working against each other, you know. You got a drug that creates oxidative stress, and then you have the antioxidant. You put them together, what do you got? Zero. You got nothing. They work against one another, and, well, I guess the plus is you wouldn't have oxidative stress. But anyway, it's just a mental thing that I shake my head and go, why would you take that drug in the first place when you've got healing herbs that strengthen you instead? But that's just me. Well, let's look at another major problem. And in October 2019, here's some research from McMaster University, Ontario, Canada, and they found statin heart medicines cause patients to have muscle and joint pain, stiffness and cramps, and weakness as side effects. And you've probably heard of somebody, maybe somebody, a friend or family member has been on these type of statin medicines for cholesterol or whatever, and they don't feel good when they're on them, and usually they quit taking them because of the side effects. So what they found in the study was they were looking for the cause of this pain, and they found that it stems from what is called a drug-induced oxidative stress. So apparently the statin drugs that are prescribed for your high cholesterol are creating what is called a release of amino acids called glutamate in massive amounts. So patients not treated with a statin drug have muscles that do not dump high levels of amino acids or glutamate. So when the drug creates this exodus of amino acids, it activates pain receptors and it causes the joint and muscle pain symptoms. So the statin drugs are advertised to help reduce blood clots and the risk of stroke and heart attack, but recent research has stated that's not the case. Therefore, really, there is no benefit of lowering the risk of, to cardiovascular disease events using a statin drug. Now, most patients who are prescribed statins wind up not taking them because, you know, they just don't like feeling the painful joint ache and pain. And so research on this was published in the 2019 American Journal of Physiology and Cell Physiology. So I thought that was fascinating. And let me read you this quote, and this is by a researcher on this research at McMaster University, Thomas Hawk. He says, "We found that statins were able to enter the muscle cells and cause oxidative stress. The muscles attempt to increase its production of antioxidants to combat the stress, and this causes a release of more glutamate or amino acid out of the muscle cells." So, body's trying to compensate, but doesn't work. Well, and that's not all. The story doesn't end there. The statin drug story, it kind of like an onion in which there are numerous effects and layers of this drug, and it creates different things on a metabolic level. So the muscle and joint pain may be the least of worries, according to new findings by the University of Toledo. Apparently, statin drugs suppress cellular functions that are supposed to interact together in the body. So some of the functions are kind of important pathways, which are your brain, your vision center, your eyes, and your blood sugar regulation. So the disruption seems to be linked to the blocking of a protein called G protein and the protein receptors. Here's a quote from the journal article that was in Molecule Pharmacology. They say statins have the potential to alter various bodily functions controlled by this important protein pathway. G protein pathways regulate the body by controlling functions from vision to heart rate and neurotransmitters. So this is why people, when they take statin drugs, have short-term memory problems and vision issues. So statin drugs are designed to really target that cholesterol synthesis pathway. But the problem is the body uses cholesterol all over the body to regulate things. And when it gets lowered through a drug, it disrupts the G protein. And the cholesterol that would normally serve the brain, your eyes, and your pancreas is cut off. So the result is memory loss, blurry vision, blood sugar spikes. So the statin drugs, kind of a big moneymaker for the drug companies. They grab one-third of the drug market sales. So this would be your Mevacor, Lescal, Prevacol, Zocor, and Lipitor. So the number one statin drug outselling the others with $10 billion in sales is Lipitor. Now, another top-selling statin drug was Bakal. Remember that? It got taken off the market because it was producing a lot of toxic and deadly results. Bakal in the United States killed 31 people and over 100 abroad. That's right. So, got yanked. Now, what this drug did, it would kill muscle tissue and send it into the bloodstream and shut down the kidneys. And it created a condition called rhabdomyosis. However, the drug companies are finding new uses for statin drugs. They're offering them now as immune suppressant drugs and anti-cancer medications. Wow. Well, let me read you this quote. This is by, it's a researcher at the University of Toledo. Mathia Tenakun, she says, "We observed that the different types of statins induce different deviations or changes in the G protein pathway." Professor Dr. Aja, this last name, let me see what I can do with it. Carithunamine, I guess that's her last name. She says the side effects of statins are not uniform. Cells in the eyes, the brain, the heart, the lungs can have completely different impact levels because they have different types of G proteins. So But still, the cholesterol is the key, and the drug takes that away. Well, is there another way to deal with this? Well, of course there is. Doctors know that lifestyle changes with no drugs will lower cholesterol by about 40%. So that would mean if your cholesterol level is like 240, and you make some healthy lifestyle changes, your cholesterol could be 144 or lower. Now, the Asians have an average blood cholesterol level of less than 95, and it's basically because of their diet, which contains very low animal fat. Okay, so Dr. Daniel Steinberg, University of California School of Medicine, recommends that eating foods with antioxidants will prevent the bad LDL cholesterol to begin with. It's all in the diet. That's what it is. You have to sacrifice the diet, and then you won't need the drugs, and you won't have oxidative stress, and you won't be having side effects and stuff. Well, let's talk about some of the foods that can help lower the bad cholesterol. Some foods that will help you accomplish your goal is eating dried beans. These are kind of the cheapest fix, really, to reduce cholesterol is beans. According to Dr. James Anderson, University of Kentucky, he's at the College of Medicine there. He says if you eat a cup of cooked beans each day, it helps suppress the bad cholesterol by 20%. And how fast is that going to happen? Well, he says about 3 or 4 weeks. And what kind of beans should we be eating? Well, he says all kinds seem to work. Navy beans, black beans, pinto, kidney beans, lentils, chickpeas, soybeans. So eating beans will also boost the good HDL cholesterol to help protect you from the congested artery problem. And according to Dr. Michael Davidson, cardiology at Rush Presbyterian at St. Luke Medical Center in Chicago, he says if you take about a cup of dried oats, you know, it produces a 16% reduction in your bad cholesterol. And if you want to know how that works, Dr. Davidson says that it's the beta-glucans or the fiber in the oats that blocks the bad cholesterol production, helps remove the bad cholesterol that is pre-existing in your blood system. And, of course, he says you won't want to eat beans and oats along with your fast food and expect to improve your cholesterol levels. So healthy lifestyle is pretty much required. So you can't cheat. If you want to control it with the natural way, he says, you know, really mind that. And then, of course, there's herbs. Oh, yeah, there's some herbs you can add to that lifestyle, and it's going to be a breeze. Really, I know you probably heard from doctors, you can't control cholesterol simply with diet. I beg to differ. I really do. And so, you know, because they're only taught to write prescriptions. They're not taught to unprescribe. So they're going to poo-poo that anyway. So, but it's just key that you just don't backpedal to the bad lifestyle. Well, are we going to take a break, Frank? Is it time for a break? I think it might be, unless my clock's off. Yep, I'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-4255. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, herb medicine options, coming up next.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
You don't know how you met me, you don't know why. You can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins.
Go,
like
Frank.
A fish
like
in the fish sea. In the sea.
Hey, Faye, we're back on Herb Talk. We're talking about oxidative stress and what we can do about it. So here's the good part. We're going to get to the things that will empower your system to help you prevent oxidative stress. It's always good to have a few allies, you know, on your side. So omega-3 is one of them, the fatty acids in omega-3, because your fatty fishes like salmon and mackerel, they have the natural fatty acids that will help fight the bad cholesterol and improve good cholesterol by about 10%. There was a study by Dr. Gary Nelson at the U.S. Department of Agriculture at Western Human Nutrition Research Center in California, and they found if you eat as much as a pound of salmon a day, it had a dramatic effect on cholesterol levels and within 20 days. But, of course, the average person is going to eat that much salmon in one day. So even you couldn't even eat that much salmon, tuna, and mackerel, and herring, and sardines in one day. You could maybe fit it in several times a week to get that omega-3 fatty acid to help boost the good cholesterol to protect your health. But a lot of people supplement with fish oil. But if fish it doesn't appeal to you, then you may want to also incorporate olive oil and cut out all those other oils, because olive oil will help level it takes care of that bad cholesterol and it boosts the good cholesterol. So it'll help there. And many studies have discovered if you get the olive oil in the diet, it's superior to the corn, soybean, safflower, sunflower oils. And even Dr. Steinberg found that olive oil defeats a lot of toxic oxidization in the system, especially where the bad cholesterol is. And a research out of Israel agreed with his findings. So olive oil will reduce the negative effects of bad cholesterol, the negative effects of a lot of animal fats and things like that, and protect your arteries from becoming clogged and congested. Well, and then there's fruits and nuts. I know this is really basic, but we've gotten away from basics with the type of food, the processed foods we eat. Dr. Joan Sebate, Loma Linda University, was looking at walnuts and found that there's a 18% reduction in cholesterol when you eat them. So a test group, they would put them on a low-fat diet for about a month, and they ate 20% of their calories in walnut nuts. That's like 20 ounces or 2 ounces, excuse me, per day. So Dr. Sebate noted that the individual could drop their cholesterol 22 points by eating walnuts. Avocados can also drop the cholesterol by about 10 points or 10%, excuse me, according to the research in Israel and also the Australian cardiologists at Wesley Medical Center in Queensland said avocados help. So if you eat a low animal fat diet, the cholesterol will drop even further. So a little healthy fat from things like almonds and walnuts and avocados can help keep the bad cholesterol from oxidizing and causing a lot of artery damage. And then one study had some patients eat a cup of strawberries and a cup of broccoli a day, and they achieved better levels of the good cholesterol to help prevent the clogging of their arteries. So you are what you eat, and so you can eat a couple of oranges each day and accomplish kind of the same thing to prevent the arteries from clogging. You can eat a couple of oranges. Some French researchers also discovered that the fruit pectin, the fruit fiber, is another food that helps drop the cholesterol 10%. So just drinking orange juice is not the same as eating an orange. So apples, they gave apples to middle-aged women who ate two or three a day and had their regular diet, and they watched their LDL cholesterol go down. Carrots do the same thing if you eat two carrots a day. The study also said raw or cooked carrots worked equally as well due to the beta-carotene in them. However, heat, when it touches food, it does change it chemically, so raw typically it tends to be preferred. Dr. James Cerda, University of Florida, he says 2.5 cups of grapefruit eaten daily lowers cholesterol 10%. And also grapefruit juice alone doesn't have the same benefit, so it's that fiber once again. So the study showed grapefruit fiber is a protectant against your heart aorta valves. Helps them prevent plaque from sticking in there. So there you go, grapefruit. Now let's get to some of the medicinal herbs because that's my thing. I like the medicinal herbs. A lot of organ cleansing and medicinal herbs, very good. It's a way to keep the pathways balanced, open, working freely and properly. I typically like to use milk thistle to help the liver to detoxify itself, and it helps it to regenerate quickly. Barberry bark is another great herb for your gallbladder because the liver, when it purges, will dump impurities into the gallbladder before it goes to the bowel. So if you still have your gallbladder cleansing, that's a good idea. I also like to use herbs to strengthen the cardio. So I use a lot of the heart cholesterol blood pressure formulas. Good choice at the folks at Apothecary Herbs. So minerals. Real important. Also help the body to balance. Minerals are very important in the system. So sun-dried Celtic sea salt will have 84 microminerals that you're supposed to have. It's God's chemistry. It's not been altered. So it's balanced and it's gentle. It's not harsh on the system and it doesn't promote hypertension. So if you're looking for the milk thistle and the barberry and the heart formulas and the Celtic sun-dried salt, they have a bunch of organ cleanses as well at thepowerherbs.com. That's the folks at Apothecary Herbs. You can call to order or you can visit their website, get a free catalog at least, and see what they have. These are tools with lots of information on how to use them properly. 866-229-3663. That's toll-free in the United States and Canada. 866-229-3663. or visit them on the website, thepowerherbs.com. That's where healthcare options just became endless. Also on the website and in the catalog, you'll find saving coupons if you want on your purchases. So it's a good thing to have, you know, things that are going to help you stay well and you save money at the same time. And sign up for their newsletters. Go to the Books and Newsletters tab and sign up there for free. These newsletters go out by email, so you have to have an email address. And good information you're not going to get anywhere else. ThePowerHerbs.com. All right, shifting gears here a little bit. And we're going to talk about, I don't know, bureaucracy a minute. Don't you feel the weight of it? I mean, more rules and more rules and more taxes and more taxes. I just think it's interesting how we've just burdened ourselves with a bunch of paper. The more safety and equality that we try to, you know, infuse into our civilization, the more rules we get. There has been like 45-year explosion of bureaucratic rules from both federal and state governments in the United States since the 1970s. So these rules are not just about criminal justice or business regulations or even taxes. These rules hamper every facet of life. So we're going to take a look at this massive regulation effect. Prior to World War II, the government kept a lot of rulemaking to a minimum. Yeah. So according to FinanceTownHall.com, the data documentation of records regarding rulemaking by the government started in about 1936. The government had an estimated 2,000 pages of rules. By 1942, that estimate went to 20,000 pages. So just in 6 years, the government gained 90% increases in bureaucratic activity and rules and control. Jump to the 70s. And the United States had about 60,000 pages of regulation. And by 2011, 80,000 pages of rules per year. Makes you wonder. I mean, are you just sitting there watching the TV? Are you breaking a rule? I mean, how many rules do you have to? 80,000 pages a year. Makes God's Ten Commandments look like a deal, doesn't it? Like a pretty good idea. Just 10 rules. Well, what we have is all these rules. What are they promoting, these rules? Well, there are areas that are generating a lot of rule books, the Environmental Protection Agency, the financial markets, the banking. Just these two areas have touched the lives of every U.S. citizen. And by 2010, under, of course, the Obama administration, the rulemaking went pretty much on hyperdrive. According to the Heritage Foundation, by 2010, we had 106 new federal regulations with major implications that cost us about $46 billion a year as a taxpayer. So this feat did not even touch the previous administration four times. So we look at the data report. Wayne Crew set out a data report. He author of the Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. And he explores the impact of all these government regulations in a lot of areas like free enterprise, antitrust laws, competition policies, safety and environment, data science, privacy, online security, broadband policy, and intellectual property, right? So as he reports, from 2010 to 2012, just 2 years, the Obama administration added 76,000 pages of new rules and regulations. On what? Right? The Affordable Care Act was responsible for a majority of that bureaucracy. Yeah. Frank is right. So the area of health and human resources expanded under the Affordable Care Act. So it created this huge new insurance marketplace. So more pages, more rules. The IRS got involved with that as well. Whole slew of new rules for them. 13,000 pages on the onset for just that. So with all this, we've noticed, that these rules are kind of doing the opposite of what they say they're going to do. Here's what Barack Obama said, rules have gotten out of balance and have a chilling effect on the growth of jobs. Our new get tough policy on overregulation will be a comprehensive review of such regulations imposed on the federal government. But they did the opposite. They just added more rules. See, he made that statement in January 2011, but continued to increase the rule book, costing $16 billion in all those regulations. Wow. So no one really likes higher taxes, yet, you know, when you get more regulations, that's what it does. It creates more tax burden. So each time a regulation is created and implemented, it takes away from everybody's paycheck. One of the hardest hit segments is, of course, your small business in America and the middle class. And the National Federation of Independent Businesses said the biggest problem the United States faces in the market isn't poor sales, but regulations and red tape. It's strangling the life out of opportunities and the economy. Yeah, small business owners know that, you know, if they want to hire somebody to help be a clerk in their small little store, they got to pay that person plus pay the government almost the same amount of money just to have them. So it's like paying the wage twice. And then you have to, you know, if you have so many employees, then you have to have benefit insurance. And so on the regulations go, and it's costly. So business owners, you know, start to contain. They don't expand. They don't hire people because of it's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. They may make a little bit more money, but it's just not worth all the red tape. See, and this, I want to tell you, that reaction right there is a reaction to tyranny. That's what that is. We don't like to call it that, but that's what it is. Tyrants tend to tell you it's good for you. It's a good thing. But excessive regulations are tyrannical. So when a small business owner is told you can't sell your product in this venue unless you employ experts at $300 an hour to help you navigate the red tape, well, there's no guarantee that after you jump through all those hoops that you'll be approved through the regulatory demands to sell your product. So, I mean, who's going to invest $100,000 on one, I don't know, widget, let's say, and it not be approved? You just spent six figures on what? Regulations, hoops, and frustration. So the red tape sacrifices job. It sacrifices growth. It sacrifices liberty. That's the definition of tyranny. Hello? So we're told that regulations are in the public's best interest. Most of the time, that's false. Now, regulation excess is nothing more than politicians and your lawyers want more control over the population, and typically there's something in it for them. You know? So regulation excess pushes up costs. Everybody limits your choices. So think of that the next time, you know, you're missing an item in the store. You have to wonder, okay, was it regulated right off the shelf? Probably. Probably. There was, Frank, do you remember me interviewing that couple out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina? It made that great hot sauce called Out of the Park Hot Sauce. I said it was so good it would taste good on chocolate cake. Remember that? Made the best hot sauce I ever tasted in my life, you know, for barbecue. You can put on anything. Put on anything. Fish, meat, chicken, didn't matter. Great stuff, great stuff. And they made this stuff because this husband and wife team wanted to get rid of the high fructose corn syrup. So when they went through their pantry and fridge, they started throwing things out, and that went the, you know, regular barbecue sauce that you get at the store. So they made their own, you know, with natural ingredients, and they created this really nice, wonderful blend sauce that you could. Anyway, so they said, hey, let's bottle this. Let's sell it. So they do that. They do that. They get all their permits. They get their ingredients, their bottles. They get their labels and their shrink wrap and their boxes. They you know, hit the pavement and they pound on doors and they get their accounts. You know, they get their vendors and they get, I guess, a little distributor going, and they start to get it in stores. And it sells. it sells. I mean, this little organic market called Earth Fair, they're selling it. It's great stuff. Went in there one day. They don't have any. They don't have any. Oh, so then I call all the other stores in town. They don't have it either. So then I go on the Out of the Park Hot Sauce website. They have a website. The folks have one. And they have a list where you can find our product. And I'm looking down the list of grocery stores, and I start calling them. None of them have it. I'm like, what's going on? And so I finally just email the owners and said, hey, I can't find your product anywhere, and it's really good sauce. What happened? Well, they emailed me back saying that they were regulated out of business. They just couldn't make any money. Making barbecue sauce, folks. Right? Have you ever seen Shark Tank? Frankie, I know you've seen that thing. What do the sharks, the investors on Shark Tank, have said? I know they've said this a couple times. We don't like mail order manufacturer. We don't like that because we can't make any money at it. There's certain things they won't touch because you can't make money at it because of all the regulations. So this is where it stymies and stifles, you know, the American dream, people not, you know, people being out of debt. You know, this is just outrageous. Hot sauce. You can't make any hot sauce and make any money because of regulations. So the regulatory laws considered to be major league when they generate $100 million annually in costs. According to Federal Register, our government's database, in 2011, the Obama administration enacted 36,000 new rules, and nearly 80 of them cost the United States $100 million a year. Burdensome regulations. Of these new rules, 32 imposed new mandates or burdens on the private citizen. By 2012, there were 10,215 new rules with 244 major regulations, and 106 included new burdens for the United States citizen. Estimated cost, $46 billion. I mean, yeah, Frank's got a good point. What country did he travel to find any free enterprise? Right. Absolutely. Right. Well, I like that free description. They attach it to government-run healthcare a lot. This is Barack Obama, January 2012, State of the Union Address. I've approved fewer regulations in the first 3 years of my presidency than the Republican predecessor did in his. Huh. Well, I hope to God I never see another lawyer or career politician in the White House. Right? All they know to do is tax and spend. They don't know how to run anything. According to the Heritage Foundation, it's important for us to discern between rules that increase regulation burdens on individuals and businesses and those that do not. So, such as, you know, aviation maintenance bulletins. the Bush administration may have cost their presidency less than $8.1 billion, both Bush and the Obama administrations really didn't do the people of the United States any favors with all this massive and oppressive regulations and costs. Yeah, and Frank's got a good point, and a damaged national security. And if we regulate every new idea out of existence, then other people in other countries will invent them instead. Right. Frank's got a good point. Push it out offshore. Now, the Daily Caller did a report on the Federal Register, which in 1936 had, you know, just those 2,600 pages. But then we're adding 80,000 pages a year. This is a good measuring stick for laws burdening the people. So if you line up all these pages end to end, it would fill over 200 football fields in length. Now, in 1993, the media jested that the Federal Register had published its 10,000th commandment. So the government's adding 286 pages of regulations per day. Put another way, a ream of paper is 500 pages. A carton of paper contains 10 reams or 5,000 pages. So if you wanted to print off just the last 20 years of Federal Register rules and regulations, you'd need 286 cartons of paper. Well, that's to say if you printed it off and then stacked it up, you know, like a tower. Now, it would be 470 feet tall and weigh 7 tons. Now, I ask you, is this environmentally friendly? Well, where are the tree huggers when you need them, right? So your Federal Register tower would be almost as tall as the Washington Monument, 555 feet. So if you kept adding to this tower with your new regulations each day, your tower would surpass the Washington Monument. Well, it would have surpassed the Washington Monument in 2016. Yeah, we're all drowning in red tape. So what have we learned from this? Well, we have to get a backbone. We have to stand up and say no. No. And no again. What's wrong with no? Right? We just, you know, figure, oh, we'll just pay it and, you know, it's less hassle. Sometimes that is the case. But at what point do we, you know, miss an opportunity to save us from drowning in all this red tape? I think, have we missed that opportunity, Frank? Do you think we, or do you think we have a chance, you know, to get back? Is some freedom here. Yeah, it's well, it's one of those things. I guess we're going to just have to just die on our feet or on our knees. Which one are we going to do? I just remember what the founding fathers sacrificed. A lot of them sacrificed everything they had. What are we willing to sacrifice? You know. I think we're just so used to the convenience of somebody else doing it for us. That's kind of how we've programmed ourselves, let the government do it. But they're not doing it. They're just creating a new cell for you. That's all. And I think we just need to be smarter and more discerning and have a backbone. Just, we need to find that backbone. We really do as a nation. So, or you're going to find one day, and instead of not finding barbecue sauce, you're not going to find your vitamin C, and you're not going to find your cannabis and your hemp oil, and you're not going to find your echinacea and all these other things because they were just regulated right out of existence. So take that. Just imagine. Just imagine. What are you going to do then? Well, they're regulating your healthcare right out of existence. I know, my soapbox, as it is. Frank says, stick the fork in, we're done. I hope not. I think there's some people out there that still have, well, there's a will, there's a way. You can put your mind to it kind of thing. That was the World War II generation's motto, MO. You know, let's get her done. Let's do it. And I think we still have that DNA somewhere. We do. Well, I'm just about out of time. Don't forget thepowerherbs.com for all your immune system, organ cleansing, and metabolic strengthening needs. 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare. Before using any product or therapy, I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.